It's Grant Ducetto with Mitchell Now and KMIT. We're out in Brule County, Pukwana, and I've got Ella Randall with me, and she's showing some birds this year here for 4-H Achievement Days. And just talk a little bit about that as far as what's the personality like? What's it like dealing with individual birds and switching between them? And you mentioned you did goats and stuff in the past as well.
Yes. Lots of chickens, they all act a lot different. Some of my chickens will just let me pick them up and they're totally fine, and then others are absolutely crazy and I can't even get a hold of some of them.
Gotcha. So when you're showing chickens like you are today, what does that entail? What is the judging? What are they looking for? And how are you graded?
So when I'm doing showmanship, they're looking not really what the chicken looks like or how well it's acting, but how well I can know my knowledge about it. And yeah, just like how I know, memorize the anatomy of the outside of the chicken, and it just judges me off of how much I really have memorized about it.
Gotcha. So I grew up near Detroit, Michigan, big city, and I am not a farm expert. So tell me a little bit about chickens. You know, do you have different species and et cetera out here? And just go through maybe some of the different types of birds that you are dealing with on a regular basis.
Okay, so I live on a big farm and we have lots of chickens. So I have a lot more than the three I have here today. But I have Rhode Island Reds with me. And then at my home, I have the white ones, Eggerhorns. And then I have a blue horn, I think is what it's called too. And those are the three species that I usually get.
Gotcha. And are there differences in personality or behavioral traits, et cetera, with each one? Or is it really more the individual birds that differ from each other?
I would say that the Rhode Island Reds are the most common ones to show because they are the most docile, the calmest ones to show. And they're the most best looking birds.
Gotcha. Well, good luck, and thank you very much for giving us some time, Ella.
Yes, thank you.